学习旧约简介。
And we will continue to study the introductions to the Old Testament.
圣经一共有66卷。
And in the Bible, there are 66 books.
旧约39卷，新约27卷。
And in the Old Testament, 39, the New Testament, 27.
圣经的中心人物就是主耶稣。
And the central theme of the Bible is Lord Jesus.
那旧约有主耶稣的影子。
And the Old Testament has a prefiguration of Jesus Christ.
所以里面很多的预言。
So there's a lot of prophecy.
那新约就是这个影子的实体的出现。
And in the New Testament is the coming of this prefiguration.
就是主耶稣降世为人。
And so this is the coming of Lord Jesus.
那旧约圣经可以分作四个部分。
And so the Old and New Testament, the Old Testament can be split into four sections.
第一部分就是摩西五经。
And the first is the five books of Moses.
神预备一个国度。
That God has prepared a nation.
那从一个国度里面要预备一个救主。
And from a nation, he will come prepare a savior.
那这个国度神预言，而且预定给他们一块土地。
And this nation, God has also prepared a land.
就是迦南地。
And this is the land of Canaan.
流奶与蜜之地方。
And this is where they have, the Israelites came.
这是那第二部分就是历史书。
And the second section is the books of history.
从约书亚记开始。
Starting from the book of Joshua.
一直下去到一些列王记历代之上历代之下。
And including all the way to First and Second Chronicles.
以斯拉记、尼希米记、以斯帖记。
And also Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther.
这个就是历史书。
And these are the books of history.
那第三部分是智慧书信。
And the third books are the books of poetry.
就是从
prophecy.
约伯记一直到
poetry.
Yeah. 约伯记一直到当时的所罗门所写的雅歌。
And so from starting from the book of Job until the songs that Solomon wrote, the songs
for Solomon. 最后一部分就是先知书。
And the very last section is the books of the prophets.
就是大先知跟小先知书。
And this includes the major and the minor prophets.
那我们已经介绍过摩西五经。
And so we've already introduced the five books of Moses.
那现在开始进入历史的书信。
And so now we will continue to introduce the books of history.
一共有十二卷。
And there are 12 books.
那这个十二卷里面大概涵盖着八百年。
And these 12 books cover the span of 800 years.
那这个八百年可以分作三个时段。
And from these 800 years, we could split into three eras.
这个第一个时段就是神在作王。
And the first era is when God was king.
这个涵盖约书亚记、士师记跟路德记。
And this was covered in the book of Joshua, Judges, and Ruth.
那从撒母耳记上开始就是以色列民要求立王。
And from the first Samuel on, the Israelites asked for a king.
那一直到历代志下。
And all the way until the second Chronicles.
这个六卷书就涵盖了这个王朝时代。
And so the six books covered the era of kings.
然后从以斯帖记开始，以斯拉记开始。
And so from the beginning of the book of Ezra.
就是这些渔民回来重建圣城。
And these are when the remnant returned to create, rebuild the temple.
所以整个
the rebuild nation.
旧约的历史书里面包括三个时期。
And so the book of, so the entire books of history covers three eras.
那我们现在就从历史书的第一卷《约书亚记》来看。
And so we'll take a look at the first book of history from Joshua.
那《约书亚记》到底在讲什么
？And so what is Joshua talking about?
因为知道。神应许给他们一块流奶与蜜之地。
And so we know that God has promised Israelites a land of milk and honey.
那他们出埃及以后，目的就要进入流奶与蜜之地。
And so when they have left Egypt, then they were to being led to enter into this land of milk and honey.
那在旷野预备了40年。
And they stayed in the wilderness for 40 years.
等到新生的一代在灵性上已经装备好了。
Until a new generation was raised up and their spirituality was ready.
那神就要他们进入迦南。
And then God brought them into the land of Canaan.
所以在约书亚记里面我们可以看攻占迦南。
And so in the book of Joshua we could see the results.
攻占。
Sorry, the possession and conquering of the land.
接下去就是克服上面的 七个种族
and to conquer and to divide the remaining land.
啊，那第三个阶段就是分地。
Sorry, and to divide the remaining land from there.
啊，那这个约书亚记，啊，这个攻占分地到底代表什么？
And so in the book of Joshua, what does this conquering and dividing the land mean?
啊，主耶稣来世界上，他说天国近了。
And so when Jesus was on earth, he said the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
啊，天国就是神的国。
And the kingdom of heaven is the God's kingdom.
啊，跨过红海就是代表洗礼。
And so going through the Red Sea, it represents baptism.
啊，然后跨过约旦河就是进入流奶与蜜之地。
And to
跨过约旦河就是进入
流奶与蜜之地。Conquer is to enter into the land of Canaan.
啊，啊，因此这一块流奶与蜜地之地就是代表神的国。
And so this land of milk and honey represents God's kingdom.
啊，因此我们离开这个世界啊，就进到天国永远的国度。
And so when we leave this world, we will enter into this eternal kingdom.
那这就是我们人生最后的目的。
And this is our final goal as man.
啊，这个也是亚伯拉罕啊，肉体踏到迦南地以后。他的心所向往更美的一块家乡。
And so this is also the what the descendants of Abraham was also goal. Their goal was.
哦，但是。
Beautiful land.
哦，迦南地的另外一个解释。
But the other explanation of Canaan.
就是我们活着的时候，神的国能够在我们内心完全的实现。
That when in our lives that the kingdom of God can be fully fulfilled.
哦。那这样的话，我们就要把内心里面的这些外族七情六欲，全部都要把它赶出去。
And so, in our lives, we have to take the foreign gods in our hearts and take them and get rid of them.
那这样，我们才能够把心变成属灵的迦南地，流奶与蜜之地。
And only then can our hearts be transformed into a spiritual land of Canaan, a land of milk and honey.
所以神应许给我们这块流奶与蜜之地一定会实现。
And so God's promise that He will give us this land of milk and honey will surely come true.
哦，就好像当时神应许给亚伯拉罕那一块地。
And just like the land that God promised Abraham.
哦，然后他的子子孙孙只有一个目标，就是我们要承受那一块地。
And so his descendants had only one goal, which is to take over this land.
哦，所以进到那一块地才叫做人生最后的成功。
And so when they entered into the clan, that's the final accomplishment of man.
因此人生是不是成功，最后一个标准就是我们能不能进到天国。
And so that's why man's life is only considered a success if we can enter into the kingdom of heaven.
那我们现在来看约书亚记的第一章。
So let's turn to Joshua chapter 1.
约书亚记的第一章。
Joshua chapter 1.
第一章的第三节。
Joshua chapter 1 verse 3. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses.
然后第四节。
Verse 4. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your territory.
Okay, 然后第六节。
And then verse 6.Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them.
我们仔细看这个第三节啊，如果英文啊，神说，你脚掌所踏之地，我都照着应许已经给你了，是完成式。
And in verse 3, if we look at it, it says that all your foot will be traveled, I've already given to you.
已经完成了，神已经给他们了。
He's already given to the
team. 但是下面说你要刚强壮胆。
But in the below it says you must be strong and good courage.
你要跟百姓来承受那一块地。
And you shall divide as an inheritance this land.
所以我们就知道神的应许要实现，需要人的努力去追求。
And so from here we can see that for God's promise to be fulfilled, it requires man's efforts.
所以神已经把这个地给约书亚了。
And so God already gave this land to Joshua.
但是约书亚要带着百姓要进去，要攻打，然后就照着神的应许会实现。
And but Joshua needs to lead the people of the Israelites to go and conquer, and only then will God's promise be fulfilled.
主耶稣说天国近了。
And so Jesus says that the kingdom is near.
那个就是神的国。
And that is the God's kingdom.
那神的国实现就是在地如天。
And so God's nation will arise on the day of
在地如天,
the day of coming.
活在地上好像在天国。
And so living on earth is like living in heaven.
那这个是神应许给我们的。
And this is the promise that God's given us.
那有时候我们常常想, 为什么我们的生活 没有这个感觉呢?
And so sometimes we wonder how come in our lives we don't have this feeling.
神已经应许给我们了。
God's already promised this to us.
但是我们要努力靠着神去追求就可以得到。
But we need to give our efforts to chase after this and then we can receive it.
如果神没有应许给我们, 我们努力也得不到。
If God does not promise to it, then even though we have do all our efforts, we will never receive it.
那如果神应许给我们, 没有努力也得不到。
But if God promised to us, but we gave no effort, then we still will not receive it.
那在神的应许之下, 再加上人的努力, 那个应许就变成我们的。
But only through God's promise and our efforts will God's promise be ours.
所以在约书亚记里面, 神告诉他,
So in Joshua, God told him,
你脚掌所大之地, 我照着应许都赐给你的。
That every sole place that your sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you.
那为着要得到这一块地,
And so in order to receive this land,
一个最重要的原因就是要神同在。
The most important thing is to have God's abidance.
那神怎么会跟他们同在来得到这个应许呢?
And so how does God abide with them so that they can receive this promise?
这也是一个关键。
And this is also an experience.
神怎么会跟我们同在让我们能够享受在地如天神的国实现那种生活呢?
And so how does God also give us this experience so that we can also, on the day of second coming, that we can also receive this promise?
我们看第一章的第八节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 8. Chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success.
这个地方神告诉他。
And this is, and God told him there,
神所示这个律法书,
that the book of the law,
要昼夜思想,
that they must meditate on it day and night,
谨守遵行,
and that you must observe it.
那这样你的道路就可以亨通, 凡事顺利,
and then your way will be made prosperous.
所以原来, 要攻占迦南的那一些困难, 其实不是最重要的困难。
And so no wonder that in order to, the challenges in conquering Canaan is not the greatest challenge.
最重要的困难是他们的生活能够照着神的话去做。
Their greatest challenge is to live their lives according to the word of the Lord.
那这样神就与他们同在。
And then God will be with them.
道路就可以亨通, 凡事就可以顺利。
And then the way will be prosperous and they will find success.
那很多攻占迦南的困难, 神自然会解决。
And then a lot of the difficulties in conquering Canaan, God will resolve.
所以神在看事情跟人在看事情常常不太一样。
So the way that God looks at things and the way that men look at things are completely different.
当初他们不敢进迦南地。
At first they did not dare to enter the land of Canaan.
是因为看到很多的困难。
Because they saw a lot of difficulties.
他想说我是人, 我怎么能够克服。
And he thought, I'm man, how can I conquer this?
但是神的想法就不一样。
But God's thinking is different.
对神来讲, 那些困难根本就不是困难。
Then God's eyes, those difficulties are not difficulties.
你有神同在就不困难。
If you have God's abidance, then it's not difficult.
那困难是在哪里?
So where is the difficulty?
有依靠神的心, 照神的话来生活。
That you can have a heart that trusts in God and follows God's words in your life.
神同在, 一切都可以解决。
And once there, God's abidance will be able to solve everything.
所以在 约书亚记里面, 我们可以看到我们现在信仰生活, 要得到迦南地, 应该要怎么做。
And so in the book of Joshua, when we read it, we can see what we need to do in order to conquer Canaan.
那在约书亚记里面, 我们大概可以看到有几段。
And in the book of Joshua, we can see it's several sections.
第一个阶段就是怎么样去 占领迦南。
And the first one is how do we conquer Canaan?
就是进到迦南。
To enter Canaan.
那这个是从第一章一直到第五章。
And this is from chapter 1 to chapter 5.
那在这个进入迦南之前,
And before they enter Canaan,
神曾经吩咐他们一件事情。
That God gave them a specific a task.
如果我们看 约书亚记,
If we look at the book of Joshua,
第三章,
chapter 3,
约书亚记第三章,
Joshua chapter 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
跟第四节。
Joshua chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. Verse 3. And they commanded the people, saying, When you see the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then you shall set out from your place and go after it. 4. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Do not come near it, that you may know... That you may know the way by which you must go, for you have not passed this way before.
Okay, 这一条路你们向来没有走过。
And here it says that this way you have not gone before.
是新的。
It's new.
这是一条信仰的道路。
This is a new route.
那要怎么走呢？
So how do you walk on it?
要让约柜走在前面。
You must need have the tabernacle to come to go ahead of you.
那这个约柜就是代表神的同在。
And this tabernacle represents the abideness of the Lord.
这个所以约柜走在前面。
And so it must go in front.
然后要离山两千咒，就是三千尺。
And so it must go. You must leave a distance of about 3,000 meters.
那这个就是他们跨过约旦河的秘诀。
And so this is how they entered into the land of Canaan.
跨过约旦河的秘诀。
This is the secret for them to enter in.
跨过约旦河。
To conquer.
就是要让神走在前面。
That they have to let God go first.
结果那个台祭司的约台约柜的祭司一脚踏到迦南地，那个河水就分开了。
And once the Levites had entered in, stepped into the River Jordan, that the river has split.
所以这是很大的神迹。
And so this is a great miracle.
好，那跨过了迦南，跨过约旦河进到迦南地以后。
And once they entered the land of Canaan,
现在要开始来攻占迦南。
Then they have to start conquering Canaan.
从第六章开始。
From chapter 6.
好，那在攻占迦南当中，我们看到神的做法跟他们的想象也不太一样。
And when we read this chapter, we see that the way that they were thinking and what God was thinking is different.
因为他们原来不敢进去，就是觉得城很高大，人很高大，我们没有办法得胜。
Because originally they thought that the city was so huge and the people were so large and they didn't dare to fight.
但是神解决问题的方法竟然是这么简单到没有办法相信。
But the way that God solved this problem was so simple that you could not believe it.
就是抬着约柜一天绕一圈。
That they took the ark and they circled it.
一天绕一圈。
Every day they circled it once.
第七天绕第七圈。
And on the seventh day they circled it seven times.
然后大叫一声就倒了。
And then they shouted and it fell.
所以为什么神说你们不要害怕。
And so that's why God said, do not fear.
要跟着神走。
That they just must walk with the Lord.
要有神同在。
They must have the Lord's abidance.
我过去所怕的其实都不是可怕的。
That everything that you fear is not really something to fear.
因为在神走在前面还有什么可以怕的。
Because if God walks in front, what can you be fearful of?
所以耶利哥就倒了。
And so Jericho fell.
耶利哥代表罪恶的城。
And so Jericho represents the city of sin.
在我们信仰的旅程当中，最难克服的常常是罪。
And in our walk of faith, the most difficult thing to conquer is our sin.
那今天我们得到圣灵，要克服罪有一个秘诀。
And so today, when we have received the Holy Spirit for us to conquer sin, there's a secret.
就是天天绕着耶利哥祷告。
That is to every day we must pray around Jericho.
绕了七圈，完全的祷告啊，一声那个罪就倒下去了。
That and after we pray and circle it seven times and with a shout, then the Jericho will fall.
那罪倒下去，他们就可以再继续往前攻占迦南地。
And once it fell, then they could continue going conquering the rest of Canaan.
那到了第七章。
And when we see chapter 7,
我们就发现他们在爱城上失败。
We can see that in the city of Ai, they fell.
那我们发现有一个重要的原因。
And then we find an important reason for it.
当然我们过去常常是讲亚干。
And we often talk about Achan.
但是其实还有一个原因。
But there's actually one other reason.
就是他们在攻占爱城的时候没有求告神。
That when they were trying to conquer Ai, they did not ask God.
那攻占耶利哥照着规矩抬着约柜这样一天两圈七圈再绕七圈。
And so when there was Jericho, they had taken an ark and circled it around one day, 2 days, 3 days, and then the seventh day.
完全照神的方法就倒了。
And they followed everything according to God's plan, and it fell.
那这个爱城算什么？
And so what is this Ai, city of Ai?
所以攻占耶利哥以后，就有一种自信，这爱城算什么？
And so once they had defeated Jericho, they had this arrogance. What's the city of Ai?
那这个自信就是失败的开始。
And this is where their failure began.
因为他们没有靠神。
Because they did not depend on God.
所以在这个信仰生活当中,
so in our daily lives,
自以为站立得稳要很谨慎。
That if we think that we can stand, then we must be very careful.
免得跌倒。
Otherwise, we will fall.
因为自以为站立得稳, 我们就不会来依靠神跟从走。
Because if we think we can stand firmly, then we will not depend on God to continue.
这就好像, 在, 哦, 鸡叫三次以前的彼得。
And this is just like Peter before the crow crowed three times.
所以他失败了。
And so he fell.
所以天国路失败不是神没有能力。
And so when someone falls, it's not because God does not have strength.
而是因为人, 对自己太有自信。
But it's because man has too much confidence in himself.
没有专心来依靠神。
And he did not depend on God.
那这个自信, 在这个腓立比书里面说, confident of flesh. And in, 翻作肉体。
And in the book of Philippians, it refers to it as the confidence of the flesh.
就从世界来的信心, 常常会让我们, 不懂得依靠神。
And it is this confidence that we gain from this world that causes us to not depend on God. And so that is why our faith sometimes is so weak that we cannot continue.
所以约书亚记，我们就可以看到他们在攻城的神给他们的方法。
And so in Joshua, we can see how God, the God's methods for helping them conquer.
那在14章里面,
and in chapter 14,
我们就看到一个意志坚强的老兵。
We could see an old soldier.
意志很坚强。
And he's a very strong.
这个人是谁?
And who is this soldier?
就是加勒。
And this is Caleb.
我们看 第十节。
Let's look at verse 10. Chapter 14, verse 10. And now, behold, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years, ever since the Lord spoke this word to Moses while Israel wandered in the wilderness. And now, here I am, to this day, 85 years old. Verse 11, as yet I am as strong this day as on the day that Moses sent me. Just as my strength was then, so now is my strength for war, both for going out and for coming in. Verse 12, now therefore, give me this mountain of the which the Lord spoke in that day, for you heard in that day how the Anakim were there, and that the cities were great and fortified. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall be able to drive them out as the Lord said.
加勒85岁啊，他目标很清楚。
And Caleb was 85 years old, but his goal was clear.
所以他向约书亚求。
And so he asked Joshua,
求你给我一座城。
If give me the city,
我要把亚纳人赶出去,
that I will chase away the Anakims.
亚纳人是最顽固的一群人,
and they were the most toughest group.
但加勒还说, 我要靠神把他赶出去。
But Caleb says, I will depend on the Lord and chase them away.
这个道理是什么意思?
And what does this mean?
有时候我们看到一个人退休,最可怕就是生活失去目标。
And when we ever see someone retire, the most fearful thing is seeing their life goals.
好像一个漏气的皮球，已经没有目标了。It's
just like a ball that has no air in it. It's completely gone.
但是亚伯兰99岁。When
Abraham was 99 years old,
神跟他讲,
God told him,
你要在我的面前做完全人。That
you must be complete in my eyes.
就是表示你还有改进的空间。That
is to say that he still has things to correct.
那对约书亚来讲, 对加勒来讲, 到他85岁, 还有一族, 我要把他赶出去。
And but to Caleb, at 85, he still had one group that he wanted to chase away.
所以一个人即使年纪很大，我们仔细想，总是有一些需要进步的地方。
And so even when a person is old, we must think because there are still areas for improvement.
那神的国才会完全的实现。
And then only then will God's kingdom be fulfilled.
因此我们如果看得很清楚，目标定得很清楚，在年纪很大的时候，生活还是会很积极。
And so that's why when we can see clearly and we have a clear goal, then even when we are old, that we will have a clear direction.
那我们每一次向我的目标在前进，那个就是灵性的进步。
And so when we continue on and make improvements to our spiritual lives, then we can have improvements.
所以我们可以看到信仰是有活力的，因为它是有目标的。
And so that's why we can see that the spirit has strength because they have a goal.
所以约书亚记里面这个加勒是值得我们来效法的。
And so this is what the Caleb taught us in the book of Joshua.
那到约书亚记后来就是分地。
And after this, they were splitting the land. And because they've conquered the land, so now it's time to divide it. And so God's people's last goal is to retain this land. And God's nation is one of peace and fairness.
所以到最后, 我们攻占得到了神的国，我们的生活就是公义、平安、喜乐。
And so at the end, once we've gained God's kingdom, then our lives will be full of peace, of justice, and of happiness.
公义就是没有罪。
And the justice means that there's no sin.
很平安、很喜乐。
And it's also very peace and joyful.
这样的生活就是在地如天。
And so this kind of life is a heavenly life.
就是得到迦南地。
This is to obtain Canaan.
所以约书亚记给我们很清楚人生的目标。
And so Joshua gave us a clear goal for men.
到约书亚要离世以前,
And so before Joshua left the earth,
他曾经对以色列百姓做一个忠告。
He told the Israelite, gave the Israelite people a choice.
我们看24章。
Let's look into chapter 24.
15节。
Verse 15. Verse 15, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourself this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
耶稣亚这句话很出名啊，至于我跟我的家，我一定要侍奉神。
And so this is a very famous verse of Joshua's. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
但是你们要做选择。
But you must make a choice.
如果神是不好的, 那就不要侍奉他。如果神是好的，应该要侍奉神。
If God is no good, then you should then don't worship him. But if God is good, then you should worship him.
所以他最后的吩咐，约书亚就结束了。And
so with this final speech that he left the earth.
所以到最后，他攻占了迦南地。And
so in the end, he conquered Canaan.
那现在就进到四世纪。
And now we have entered the book of Judges.
约书亚死以后就进到四世。
And now after Joshua died, that we entered the era of Judges.
四世纪有七个循环的周期。
And in Judges, we have seven eras.
七个循环的周期。
Seven cycles.
就是当他们得到神的祝福。
That's when they receive God's blessing.
生活舒服。
That when the life was comfortable,
就开始离开神。
Then they start to leave God.
他们离开神，神就叫先知去警告他们。
And so when they left God, God sent judges to lead them.
那警告不听。
And when they didn't listen,
那神就允许万族来攻他们。
Then God sent enemies to come conquer them.
那他们被攻得很苦。
And when they've been oppressed very harshly,
就开始悔改回头归向神。
That they start to repent and return to God.
那神就怜悯他们，又把他们救出来。
And so then God will rescue them.
那这个是第一个周期。
And this is the first cycle.
好，那神救出来以后。
And after they've been rescued,
在神的恩典下，生活又很舒服。
Then under God's grace, life's comfortable.
那很舒服，又跑去拜偶像。
And so when they're comfortable, they start worshiping idols again.
那神就再差遣先知去警告他们。
And so God sent prophets to warn them again.
那怎么讲都听不懂。
But as long as even though they kept talking, that they didn't understand.
那神就再用外族来攻他们。
And so again, God used foreigners to come conquer them.
在很痛苦当中又悔改。
And after so much oppression, that they repented.
悔改又把他们救出来。
And after they repented, he rescued them.
就这样周期一共绕了七次。
And so this kind of cycle happens seven times.
所以我们就可以知道,
so from this we can learn
人真的是很软弱,
that man is truly weak.
我们常常希望得到神更多的恩典,
we often wish to obtain more of God's grace.
我们常常希望生活更舒服,
that we always want that our lives to be more comfortable.
但是历史告诉我们,
but history has taught us
当一个人生活顺利舒服,
that when a person's life is smooth and comfortable,
常常是人离开神的开始,
that is the beginning of them leaving the Lord. And history shows this.
所以如果我们能够证明我跟历史不一样，那感谢神。
So if we can exactly say that we are different from history, then thank God.
但是既然是人，大部分的人都是一样的。
But really, most men are the same.
所以为什么有时候我们一直祷告，我们的生活就是这样。
So how come that's why when we pray, our lives are like this?
因为神才知道我们配得到什么样的祝福。
Because God understands what kind of blessings we can receive.
有的人, no, 生活过得太好, 就离开神。
And some people's lives are so smooth that they leave God.
所以四世纪就是这样的循环。
And so, Judges is, has this kind of cycle.
这个可以看得出来，神是慈爱的。
But we can see that God is so loving.
所以他会祝福人。
And so he would bless people.
但是神也是公义的。
But he is also fair.
当人离开神拜偶像，神就会把他们带回来。
And when God when people go out and worship idols, God will bring them back.
所以四世纪在讲这个七个周期。
And so the book of Judges talks about these seven cycles.
好，那在四世纪里面呢，我们如果看第一章。
And so in the book of Judges, if we look at the first chapter,
21节
verse 21, verse 21, but the children of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites who inhabited Jerusalem. So the Jebusites dwell with the children of Benjamin in Jerusalem to this day.
这里二十一节说，以色列人照摩西说的，将希伯伦给了迦勒，然后迦勒就把那里把亚纳族的族长都赶出去了。
你说二十一，第二十一。
不，对不起，四世纪第一章。
Verse 20. And they gave Hebron to Caleb, as Moses had said. Then he expelled from there the three sons of Anak.
所以，这个加勒很清楚哦，这个亚纳族是很凶悍的，一定要把他赶出去。
And so Moses was clear that these Anakites were very fierce, so they must be expelled.
除恶要连根都把它拔起来。
And so even the weeds, that you have to take away the root.
他才不会再生出来。
And only then will they not return.
所以这个三个族长全部都赶出去。
And so these three sons of Anak, they completely expelled.
但是二十一节。
But look at verse 21. But the children of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites who inhabited Jerusalem.
那现在便雅悯人没有赶出耶布斯人。
So Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites.
这就留下了祸患。
So they left the remnant.
到了二十七节。
Until verse 27.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
马拉西没有赶出伯善和属伯善乡村的居民。
However, Manasseh did not drive out the inhabitants of Beth Shean and its villages.
再看二十九节。
And we look at verse 29. Nor did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites who dwelt in Gezer.
这里以法莲没有赶出基色的迦南人。
And so here it says Ephraim did not drive out the Canaanites that were in Gezer.
然后再看三十二节。
And look at verse 32. So the Asherites dwelt among the Canaanites, the inhabitants of the land.
所以这个凡是外族没有赶出去的，到最后一定对他们不好。
So the fact that they did not take away, chase away these Gentiles. Led to a very poor result.
So, 这个到底在讲什么？
So, what does this mean?
我们心里面这些恶的欲望一定要把它斩草除根，完全断绝。
The evil desires that are in our hearts, we must take away from the root and get rid of it.
那这个恶的欲望可能会给我们一些很短暂的这些快乐。
And these desires might give us temporary pleasure.
但是如果这个没有把它斩断。以后这个就会变成把我们信仰吃掉。
But if we do not get rid of them, then in the end they will cut short our spiritual life.
所以在四世纪里面，我们可以看到这个很重要的属灵教训。
And so in
四世纪家族。
And so in Judges we learn a very important lesson.
所以从第一章到第三章，我们可以看到他们的信仰一直每下愈况，一直往下掉。
And so from verse one, chapter 1 to chapter 3, we can see their spirituality continually to fall.
然后他们就受苦。
And then they start to suffer.
然后从第三章就看到神的拯救。
And then from chapter 3, we can see God's rescue.
这样一直绕了七个周期。
And it's continued on for seven cycles.
那在四世纪里面，我们可以看到四世纪一共有十三个士师。
And so in the book of Judges, there was a total of 13 judges.
那这个有几个士师是值得我们来思想。
And there's a few judges that we should reflect upon.
那到了第六章就看到基甸。
And in chapter 6 we see Gideon.
那基甸是一个相当有特色的士师。
And so Gideon was a judge with a lot of
到第七章哈，我们如果看第七章。
Oh, we go to chapter 7.
那他要去跟当时的外族人打仗。
When he has to go fight against the foreigners.
结果一共来了三万两千人。
There's a total of 22,000 people.
No, 三万两千人。
Oh, sorry, 32,000 who came.
那神说这个人太多了。
And say God said that these are too many people.
为什么？
Why?
我们看第二节。
Let's look at verse 2.
请读。第七章第二节。
Chapter 7, verse 2. And the Lord said to Gideon, the people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying, my own hand has saved me.
所以神怕什么？到最后把外族赶出去说，哎，是因为我们人多啊，所以我们自然就会得胜。
And what did God fear? That the people would say, oh, it's because we have a lot of men. That's why we were able to take over the Midianites.
把功劳归到自己的身上。
To give the glory onto themselves.
当然一切都功劳归给神啊。
And not, we should give glory to God.
所以不需要这么多人。
So we don't need that many people.
所以怕死的可以走。
So those who are afraid can go.
22,000人，三分之二走掉了。
So about a third, two-thirds, 22,000 people left.
所以要打仗呢，怕死，你没有办法打。
So if you are afraid to fight, you cannot fight.
我们要服侍神，怕牺牲，你们也做不下去的。
And if we are afraid to work for God, then we cannot continue.
只有不怕牺牲，我们才能够服侍到底。
Only if we have no fear in God can we continue on to the end.
牺牲啊 ，sacrifice.
Until sacrifice.
怕牺牲的没有办法持下去。
If we fear sacrifice, then we cannot continue.
好，那剩下一万人。
So it remains 10,000 people.
那人还是太多。
And people, there were still too many people.
那要怎么去找神能够用的人呢
？And how do you find the people that God can use?
最后就看他们怎么喝水。
And so in the end, it's to see how they drank water.
第五节。
Verse 5. So he brought the people down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, "Everyone who laps from the water with his tongue, as a dog laps, you shall set apart by myself, by himself." Likewise, everyone who gets down on his knees to drink.
第六节。
Verse 6. And the number of those who laughed, putting their hands to their mouth, was 300 men. But all the rest of the people got down on their knees to drink water.
第七节。
Verse 7. Then the Lord said to Gideon, by the 300 men who laughed, I will save you.
一万人哦，有9,700人是跪下来喝水。
And in 10,000 people, there were 9,700 men who knelt down to drink water.
那只有300个人用手来捧水喝。
And there was only 300 people who brought up the water to drink.
神说我要用这300人。
And God says, I want to use these 300 people.
那到底这个代表什么？
And so what does this represent?
我们知道以前这个打仗这个战甲很重。
And we understand that the gear back in the old days for fighting war was very heavy.
你如果跪下去啊，几十公斤的这个战甲要站起来没有这么简单。
And if you want to kneel down and to and drink water, kneel down, all this pressure is very difficult to bear.
所以敌人一来，你站不起来就死了。
And so when the enemies comes, if the enemies come suddenly, then you will not be able to stand up quickly.
那这个用手捧水，他还是站着用手捧水，他随时可以走的。
And so the people who used waters, their hands to bring up the water, they are still standing and they can still fight.
这个代表什么？
And what does this represent?
如果我们要做属灵的兵，
if we want to become spiritual soldiers,
生活形态很重要。
Then how we live our lives is very important.
如果我们这个生活形态啊。是太散漫了，没有办法当兵啊。
And if our our daily lives were too
散漫啊
，too
操练过
，too casual, then we would not be able to fight.
但是如果真的要做神的兵
，but if we truly want to be God's soldier,
我们的生活需要调整到随时都可以上战场。
Then we must prepare our lives so that at any time we are prepared for a fight.
这样我们才可以真的来服侍神。
And only then can we truly come to serve God.
所以到最后只找三百人。
And so in the end, he chose 300.
但是这个三百人因为有神同在，所以就打胜了敌人。
But because these 300 had God's abidance, so that they can defeat their enemies.
可见征战的胜利不在乎人多。
And so the victory is not in the amount of people,
乃在乎神的同在。
But it's in God's abidance.
好，那基甸既然做了这么大的事
，And so since Gideon did such a great thing,
我们看他一生做了一件错事。
We see that in his life he did something wrong.
27节第八章。
Chapter 8, verse 27.
Yeah.
Then Gideon made into an ephod and set it up in his city Ophrah, and all Israel played the harlot with it there. It became a snare to Gideon and to his house.
结果基甸做了一个以弗德，变成他家庭的网罗。
And so in the end, Gideon made an ephod, and it became a snare.
以弗德是什么
？And what is an ephod?
它是圣衣，要穿上圣衣才能够进到圣殿去拜神、服侍神。
And something that the priest must wear in order to enter into the temple to worship God.
那这个材料从哪里来？
And so where does this come from?
就是他们打胜战所收着这个战利品的金银。
This ephod came from the plunder of gold that they received from the war.
所以每一次穿上以弗德，当然要去是进入圣殿去服侍神，但一看到以弗所就说，哦，这个是基甸带领我们打胜仗。
So every time they put on this ephod or saw it when they were entering the temple of God, that they would remember and think, oh yes, this is from the victory that Gideon gave.
所以这里说以弗德行了邪淫，什么叫邪淫？拜偶像。
So this ephod became a snare, and what is a snare? It is an idol.
所以我们在教会里面做完工，没有人知道，感谢神。
So after we do work in our church, and if no one knows, then we should thank God.
但是如果被偶像化，这个是非常危险。
But if it becomes an idol, then this is very dangerous.
所以基甸间接的造了一个偶像，到最后变成他家庭的网络。
And so Gideon created this idol, and it became a snare for his family.
那我们再看到四世纪的末期。
And so we continue the results of Judges.
到了四世纪的十七章。
And at the end of Judges chapter 17.
重复出现一句话。
There was a verse that came out. A phrase.
如果我们看十九章。
Oh, sorry, chapter 19.
十八章第一节。
Oh, 十八章。
对，十八章第一节。
Judges chapter 18, verse 1. In those days, there was no king in Israel.
这里讲国中没王。
And it says here that there was no king in the nation.
十九章第一节。
And in chapter 19, verse 1. And it came to pass in those days when there was no king in Israel.
国中没有王。
That there was no king here.
然后我们再看四世纪的最后一章，二十一章。
And we look at the end of Judges, chapter 21, verse 25. In those days there was no king in Israel. Everyone did what was right in his own eyes.
国中没有王，个人任意而行，所以四世纪到末期乱了一堆。
So there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what was right in his own eyes. So that's why from Gideon on, it was a total mess.
这是信仰一个堕落的时代。
And this was a very dark period of the history.
在神的国里面啊，神兴起一个属灵的带领者是非常重要的。
And so, in the nation of God, for him to create a holy leader is very important.
好，那到了路德记。
And when we come to Ruth.
路德记一共有四章。
And Ruth, there's four chapters.
那在路德记里面，我们可以看到路德这个外邦的女子蒙神的恩典。
And we can see in the book of Ruth, this Gentile woman receiving God's grace.
因为她遇到了波阿斯。
And because she met Boaz.
那在第二章里面。
And in chapter two.
我们看路德记的第二章。
We look at Ruth chapter two.
第三节。
Verse three. Ruth chapter two, verse three. Then she left. And went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech. Verse 4. Now behold, Boaz came from Bethlehem and said to the reapers, The Lord be with you. And they answered him, The Lord bless you.
这里说路德恰巧来到波阿斯的田。
And here it says that Ruth has came to the field belonging to Boaz.
恰巧。然后第四节。
Verse 4.
波阿斯正从伯利恒来，所以两个人在同一个地点相遇。
And so Boaz came from Bethlehem, and so both of them came from the same place.
这是路德命运改变的开始。
And this is the beginning of the transformation of Ruth.
但两个恰巧就不是恰巧，这是神的安排。
But this is not a coincidence. This is God's work.
因为神要借着波阿斯来改变路德的命运。
Because God wanted Boaz to change Ruth.
那为什么神这么爱路德？
And how come God loved Ruth so much?
如果我们从第一章，
If we look at chapter 1,
我们就知道路德这个女子是有相当的美德。
That we can see that this Ruth is a very beautiful character.
她爱她的婆婆超过她爱她自己。
She loved her grandmother more than she loved her
婆婆
mother-in-law. She loved her mother-in-law more than she loved herself.
所以神就不亏待她。
And so God did not hate her.
路德没有为自己的前途着想。
That Ruth did not follow according to her own will.
她只为着她婆婆的前途。
That she only cared for her mother-in-law's well-being.
但是没有为自己的前途着想，不等于没有前途。
But the fact that she did not did not put herself first doesn't mean that she didn't take care of herself.
我们今天常常是太聪明，为自己前途着想太多。
That sometimes today we are too smart, that we think of ourselves too much.
变成以自我为中心，自私自利。
And so it was a very selfish efforts that we give.
所以神离开我们很远。
So God leaves us very far.
但是如果我们没有为自己的前途着想，
But if we do not go against towards our own ambitions,
为着爱神爱人牺牲自己，
that we focus more on loving God and loving men,
这个不等于这个人没有前途。
But this does not mean that this person doesn't have a
good. 当神要祝福一个人，
when God wants to bless someone,
什么都挡不住的。
That there's nothing to block them.
所以你看路德恰巧来到波阿斯，波阿斯恰巧到那个地方。
That when Ruth came to Boaz, and Boaz also came to this place.
所以这告诉我们信仰中哦最重要是什么？
So this tells us that in our lives, what is the most important thing?
不是讨自己喜欢。
It's not to like ourselves.
是讨神喜欢。
It's to serve work for God.
那种我一生恩典用不尽。
And so then everything else will come from that.
所以到最后啊，路德变成当时大卫王的曾祖母啊。
And so from there, Ruth became David's
great-grandmother. 然后从大卫生出主耶稣。
And from David, Jesus was born.
所以我们就知道路德他的牺牲是神在看，神在纪念。
And so we can see that Ruth is someone that God remembers.
这是非常好的一个妇女，才德的妇女。
And this is a very beautiful widow.
那在路德记的第一章里面。
And in Ruth chapter 1,
有四个人在做决定。
There's four people who are making decisions.
但是四个人的决定都不太一样。
But these four people's decisions are different.
第一个人决定。
The first person.
就是的拿俄米的丈夫以利米勒。
This is Naomi's husband, Elimelech.
他为着解决生活的困难。
And he in order to solve his difficulties,
做一个不合神旨意的决定。
He made a decision that was not according to God's will.
从粮食之仓搬到摩亚淫乱的地方。
He moved his family from Bethlehem to Moab.
所以没有神的祝福，一家三个男人都死掉了。
And so without God's blessing, that family of three men all died.
所以这告诉我们。
What does it say?
解决生活的困难，大前提还是要在神的旨意之下。
That even when we face great difficulties, the way we solve it must still be according to the will of the Lord.
短暂的困难解决，更大的困难跟着来。
Otherwise, if we solve the one problem, then a greater problem will occur.
那现在一家三个女人。
And so this family was left with three women.
路德就拿俄米就告诉两个的媳妇。
And so Naomi told the two widows.
说我没有办法再生孩子，变成你的先生啊！你们回去吧。
I can no longer bear children for you to have husbands, so you should go home.
第一次大家都哭了，不回去。
And the first time everyone cried and would refuse to go.
那拉米真的心很好，你跟我还有什么前途？回去吧。
And so Naomi's heart was really pure, and she says, what good am I to you? So go home.
然后其中有一个媳妇，她就想到自己的前途。
And so the one widow who thought about herself own situation.
她虽然爱拿俄米。
And even though she loved Naomi.
想到自己的前途，她就走了。
When she thought about her own situation, she left.
所以她就从神的选民的家庭就永远消失。
And so she had cut herself off from God's chosen family.
所以为着自己地上的前途，她在属灵上就永远没有份。
And so for her own situation on earth, that she no longer had any spiritual situation with God.
所以这个一个小的决定看起来会影响一生。
And so the small decision affected her the entire life.
那第三个决定。
And the third decision.
就是拿俄米的决定。
It's Naomi's decision.
拿俄米进到摩亚地之后。
After Naomi entered Moab.
她变成苦的。
She became bitter.
但是她回头。
But when she returned.
回来大家说拿俄米，她说不要叫我拿俄米，要叫我玛拿。
She told everyone, do not call me Naomi, call me Mara.
她回来。
She returned.
到最后路德记结束的时候，拿俄米又变成甜的。
But when at the end of Ruth, she had become pleasant again.
得救在乎归回。
And so by repentance that she will receive.
所以如果我们要从我们的问题得救。
And so if we want to have resolution from our problems.
只有一条路。
There's only one way.
归回向神。
Is to return to God.
那苦的会再变甜的。
And then the bitterness will turn into pleasantness.
那最后一个就是路德。
And then finally is Ruth.
我们刚刚有提过，她没有看过自己的没有想到自己的前途。
And so we mentioned that she didn't think about her own difficulties.
她决定跟着拿俄米。
She was firm in following my Naomi.
最后她的命运最好。
And so in the end, her ending was great.
所以路德记第一章有四个人在做决定。
And so in the book of Ruth, there was four people who made decisions.
今天我们要做决定，这是一个很好的参考。
And so today, when we make decisions, this is a very good lesson.
所以我们今天晚上就大概介绍三卷的书。
And so tonight, we have introduced three books.
我们简短的祷告，那我们厄万信徒可以先离开。
And so we are now going to cut our short prayer short. So Irvine members, can you can now depart.
一起来祷告。
And let's now pray.